at www.survive2thrive.net. That's survive, the number two, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will hopefully be back soon. He's on sabbatical right now. Hawk is sitting in for him on Fridays. Hawk is also doing the show on Thursdays. Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays. Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These times are hard for many, and being prepared is becoming more and more important. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. With health in mind, this show's sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals, has added over 40 liquid herbal combinations for all of your ills. They are high quality and give real results. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network and your own health. With good health, we all fare better in all the roles we play in life. Go to www.survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F as in Frank, O-O-D as in dog.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product will extend the life of your stored food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. When you get the nutrients you need, you tend to eat less, and what is more, it has a two-year shelf life. Also, take a look at their organic cocoa and coffee, as well as their other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners, and these are often changing, so be sure to tune in frequently for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on this show is truly helpful. We want to help you all to stay healthy and informed, so that you can better serve your family and community today and in these ever-changing times. Thank you for listening.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, April 26, 2011, the year of our Lord. And it was 25 years ago today that the Chernobyl disaster took place. Those of you that are familiar with its history can remember that it was today that it happened. And also on April 26, going back even further, 1933, the Gestapo was formed in Germany. And today, on April 26, 2011, what has happened? Well, it looks like things are happening all around us. Some are being reported. Some of the events are subdued without human observation. But tonight, my friends, God sees everything that is happening. And in the different parts of the planet, epic events are taking place right now. Events that, if we saw them all at once, would stop the hearts of the feeble and those with an inept level of faith. We're in the season of sorrows, my friends. We are in the season of heartache and grief. It is upon us. This season has been foretold in the scriptures. It's a season that must not be dismissed, minimized, or ignored. The season that we're in is going to require outside illumination to travel and inside illumination to endure. It's arrived, my friends. The time of sorrows, the time of birth pangs, the time where the earth and all creation will openly groan and travail, anticipating its redemption. This is found in the scriptures in Romans 8:22. It says, "We know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now." In pain, folks. The earth is experiencing pain because of the curse of man, because of the deeds of man, because of the sins of man. The earth is in a mess because of the choices of man and the disappointed things that man has done. The earth has birth pangs. contractions. And most of you know that contractions are very violent and painful. Those of you that are parents, those of you that have had children, you know that they grow closer and closer together as the determined time approaches and as it arrives. And right now, this world is in travail. And that, my friends, is why things are different. And that is why the earth is rumbling and shaking right now. That's why there is grief and sorrow. There are a lot of events happening in the news in many different categories, from many different countries, on blogs, on forums, on websites. People are talking about this event or that event. But how many people are putting all of the pieces together? How many people are willing to look at these events through the spiritual lens that are required to understand what's going on right now? My friends, we're in a very, very unique season right now, in this day and time, April 26, 2011. Bible prophecy is in play right now. Nations are against nations. Kingdoms are against kingdoms. We see the wars happening in the Middle East with Libya and Iraq, Afghanistan. And we also see the famine that is happening in individual continents. There's bad weather that is not cooperating with the requirements of good crops. There are farmers that are concerned. There are droughts that are in different parts of the world. Texas is experiencing a drought. Oklahoma is experiencing a drought. A drought that has to go back almost to the Dust Bowl era, or in fact, it might even be compared to the Dust Bowl era right now. That's happening in Oklahoma. Texas has fires burning from border to border. We have earthquakes, earthquake swarms in Nevada, in the New Madrid area, in California, in the Pacific Rim, in the Ring of Fire, all around the world. Japan has earthquakes, of course. In diverse places, Jesus told us it was going to happen. That word diverse, by the way, it means various places. It means throughout, in many places. Jesus said, all of these things are the beginnings of sorrow. Folks, think about that word, sorrow. What does it mean? Well, it means several things. It means, of course, pain in childbirth, travail, but it also means intolerable anguish. And if you were to look that word up in the concordance, time of sorrows, the word sorrow means travail, it means pain, and it means anguish. Very, very hard anguish. So right now, to all of these calamities that are very dire, that we are seeing right now, they are not just random events. They are not just the world burping, realigning itself. It's not just Mother Earth doing what she's going to do, because she's always done that for millions and millions of years. My friends, there is a God. There is a Messiah. There is a Savior, and He came to this earth, and He walked amongst the people. He walked among us, and He gave Himself for us. He shed His blood on the cross to give us hope. And before He left, He said, I am going to come back. I'm going to return. And when He returns, we can know the narrative. It's in the book of Revelation. There are prophecies throughout the Bible about His return. But before His return, we can read about many events, many, many catastrophic events that are going to precede His coming. There's a laundry list of things that we can look for. I just mentioned a few of them. Nation against nation, wars, rumors of wars, famine, earthquakes. Those are happening right now, folks. The famines. And these things that are going to happen, Jesus said that they would be like a childbirth. It would be like a woman in travail. It would be an anguish that for some people would be very, very intolerable. It would be hard to witness. And I'm not saying these things just to scare you and depress you, my friends. This is what time it is. This is the truth. And for those of you that may be thinking, you know, Nathan, I know that you're telling the truth. And I can feel it too. I can see. I can sense it. My spirit knows it. But part of me cries foul, cries unfair. Why couldn't it happen later? I'm not ready for this. I haven't lived long enough. There's a lot of things I want to do with my life. My friends, let me say this. God knew your appointed time of birth. He knew that you would be walking on this earth during this time period. And because He knew that, and because He knew it was going to be intolerable and hard to bear, He also has given us the tools that we need to endure these things. And that's why I do this program. That's why I share behind this microphone, so that the world can know and be warned that it's time to get ready, it's time to prepare, it's time to wake up, it's time to arise from our sleep, it's time to wipe off the sleepiness from our eyes, and it's time to become wise to the things that we're going to be facing. My friends, you need to be wise to what's going on. You can't afford to be sleeping. I know that it becomes hard to bear, it becomes overwhelming. This radiation mess is hard to bear, and that's just one thing. But folks, that's why over and over we're told those that endure to the end are going to be saved. It doesn't mean that those that give up halfway are going to be saved. My friends, you need to endure to the very end. I know that you'll get tired. I know that some of you are tired. Some of you feel sick. Some of you feel overwhelmed. Some of you say to yourself, I don't see how I'm going to make this. You might talk to your loved ones and your friends. You may feel fearful. Nathan, I don't know how I'm going to do it. My friends, that's a normal feeling. Jesus said it would be sorrowful, intolerable anguish. So that's why we need to talk about this anguish. We need to talk about the fears that will visit us. The fears and the worry and the stress and the anxiety that you will feel when you're facing these things. We're facing a mountain of change right now, my friends. A mountain of transition throughout this world. No matter where you live, we're all facing it. Some of us are seeing it more obvious than the others, but we're facing it, my friends. That's what time it is right now. And we can't afford to be dismissing the events of today and just blame it on the New World Order and the evil elite, those bad men that want a one world government. I'm going to fight them and stop this thing from happening. Folks, it cannot be stopped. This thing is much, much bigger than those elite men. Those men are doing part of the prophecy. But in addition to the New World Order coming, there's also earth changes that are coming. And that's why there are so many categories that are fulfilling these prophecies. Because if it was just happening by the New World Order only, by elite men only, then some people could easily dismiss it and say, well, it's just bad men that want to be rich. It's just evil bankers that we can fight against, that need to be convicted, that need to be arrested. Folks, aside from the New World Order globalists, there's also the earth changes that are coming. And we have not even begun to realize the earth changes that are going to come. The event that happened in New Zealand with the earthquakes, Christchurch, Fukushima, those are just some of the earth changes that are coming. And in the coming months, I'm going to be talking about some new earth changes that are coming. I'm going to be talking about some visitors that are going to be brushing near the earth from the sky. There are some comets that are going to be coming close to us towards the end of the summer and into the fall. The comet Elenin, those of you that have researched Elenin, you know what I'm talking about. Elenin has a very, very strong possibility of creating some havoc here on the earth this coming fall. And I'm going to be talking about that more and more as it draws near. So what time is it, my friends? We're in a time of sorrow. We cannot dismiss that. We are in a time of Bible prophecy. We are in an appointed time where the narration has already been mandated. God knows how this thing's going to play out. He knows it's going to be hard. And because of that, He has provided His Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that is available to comfort you, my friend. And if you may be feeling fearful, afraid, folks, every week when I get behind this microphone, I give another small little sermonette challenge as I share the news. And I challenge that we must repent, that we must get our lives in order, our hearts in order, our houses in order. But in addition to the sin issue, there are many of you that have repented, that are living for God. You're trying. You talk to Him. But still, the overwhelming anguish that at times can be intolerable does visit you. And my friend, I want you to know that there's still hope for you. That's why we need to learn new areas and deeper encounters with Jesus so that we can taste of the peace that He offers. He promises in the book of Philippians, He says, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. And folks, during this day, You need your mind guarded. You need your heart guarded with His peace. Because the sights are scary. Some of you are facing economic heartache, challenges, destruction. Some of you are in the middle of a foreclosure, of having your car repoed. Some of you have probably lost your job. You're on unemployment. And you know that the benefits aren't going to last forever. And you're faced with all of these thoughts. And my friend, right now while you're facing these thoughts, God knows that you're in this situation. God has an answer for you. But the only way that you're going to find the answer, the only way that you're going to know the victory, is to talk to Him about it. And my friend, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Write this statement down, because it's true. Your endurance and your victory will never, ever exceed your prayer life. It won't, my friends. Your prayer life, your devotional life, the time that you spend in the Scriptures and talking to God is vital right now. It's vital, my friends. And if some of you have been faced with depression, scary thoughts, that cloud of darkness comes around and it hovers over you and it makes you feel oppressed and sad and you can't shake it, my friends, it's only through the power of God that that thing can be shaken. Husbands, if you're listening to me and you're married and you know that your wife battles these things, it seems that wives have this oppressive and depressive visitation more than husbands will because they're more emotional than we are. My male brethren out there, your wife is the weaker vessel. So it's up to you to do your job to be the priest over the home, over your house. You get strong with God yourself. Get a hold of God. Get a hold of your relationship with God. And then after you get a hold of that strength, then you're going to need to pray for your wives. You're going to need to take authority over that darkness that wants to visit them and wreak havoc on them. This is a time of sorrow, my friends. Intolerable anguish. I know those words are scary, but that means it's go time, folks. We're there. And that means that it's time for us to put our money where our mouth is. If you call yourself a Christian, you've gone to church for years and you confess Jesus and you tell people how to get saved. In addition to that part of our testimony, there's another part of our testimony that's very, very important. And that's the fruits of our labor, finding the victory, my friends. So husbands and wives, learn to pray together. Learn to hold each other's hands. Learn to take authority over the darkness. Command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. We have that privilege. Those are the benefits of being a child of God. And I'm going to be sharing some news in a few moments, but I cannot just share news and not talk about the challenges that we face, my friends. This is warfare that we're facing right now. This is a battle that we're facing right now. You're in a battle. Your children are in a battle. There is a battle from the powers and the forces of darkness for the souls of your family, my friends. Dad, mom, the enemy wants the souls of your kids. They want to bring them down. They want to tempt them and oppress them. So it's time, folks. It's time to get stronger with God. Whether or not you attend a church, you can get stronger with God in your bedroom, in your living room floor, on your knees. You can do it, my friends. And I challenge everyone that's listening right now, surviving to thrive is not just saving MREs and having a bug out bag. Without hope, there is no chance for survival, my friends. Because if someone has their bug out bag, and let's just visit that for a second. A bug out bag means you have a bag strapped over your shoulder, maybe a knapsack, and you're either walking or you're in a car, and you're headed for a destination. You're headed for a safe place, a place to survive. If you are bugging out, but you still have oppression over you, and darkness, and sadness, depression, and you can't get rid of it, then your hope is limited. And through the lens, through the windows of your soul, it's going to look dark, my friends. It's going to look hopeless. So step number one, before you even come to the place where you need to bug out, you need to have victory. And again, my friends, your victory and your endurance will never, ever exceed your prayer life. It's true. So if you might be a person that's not even a believer, you're not born again, you're not a Christian, you've thought about it, you listen to these programs and you scratch your chin and say, huh, perhaps he's right. I wonder if I should give that a try. My friends, it's not just about giving it a try. This is about survival. And without God, without the blood of Jesus, you will not endure. I'll say that loud and clear. It's impossible for you to endure. Because let's say you make it for a few years. Then what? What happens if, finally, that bullet reaches your heart and you find yourself on the ground, a carcass, dead, but without God? What have you gained, my friend? What hope do you have? There is an afterlife. There are golden streets. There are pearly gates waiting for those that have received the redemption of Jesus. But there is also a dark place, a very hot place. There is hell, my friends. There is fire and brimstone. People don't talk about it much these days, but I'm talking about it right now. Hell was created for the devil and his angels and not for you, so you don't have to go there. Right now, the time. This is the time to receive the answer from God, the peace from God, the shelter from God, because we're in the time of sorrows, travail, and intolerable anguish. So, what kind of events, what kind of stories would cause someone to travail? What kind of sights do they need to be? Well, folks, they're going to be great and mighty sights. They're going to be fearful sights. God is allowing these things. And this is why you need to be his ally, his recruit, his friend, his child. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." My friends, there are benefits to being an active child of God, and there are consequences to being his enemy. And I do this program, folks. I share these things. I try to warn and challenge so that people will answer the call. Some of you might be feeling yourself being drawn by God, by his Spirit. It says in the Scriptures, no man comes to him unless the Father draws him. If you feel the tug in your heart, and it's been hanging around the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, my friends, don't ignore it. That tug is God whispering to you, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." And how disappointing is it that in this time of spreading sorrow that there is so much pain out there? Pain, my friends. There's loneliness. Empty hearts looking for an answer. Hearts of anguish that could be comforted so easily by a touch from God, but they would not. You know, when Jesus stood outside the city of Jerusalem before he was crucified, he cried out. He wept over Jerusalem and he said, "How often I wanted to gather you under my wing, like a hen gathers her little baby chicks, but you would not. You resisted it." My friends, how sad is it that this world considers itself so advanced that it doesn't need God? There are so many that reject him today, dwelling in their fortresses that they fortified with their hands, with the hand of man, but yet they cannot escape the pain. They cannot rid their hearts of the godless sorrow. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes 4:1, "So I returned and I considered all the oppression that is done under the sun." You see, folks, this earth is fallen, and thus it is human nature for the schedule of man to include stepping on his fellow neighbor and oppressing them to get ahead. But the verse goes on and it says, "And look, the tears of the oppressed, but they had no comforter." Now, what does that mean? That means that this world is full of the oppressed ones, the little people, the commoners, the middle to lower class being oppressed by the mean ones. But sadly, they would not seek the comfort of God for strength. And then that verse goes on. It says, "And on the side of their oppressors there is power, but they also have no comforter." In other words, both the oppressed and those that are doing the oppressing are in the same mess. They both need the same remedy to find peace. What's that peace? Gaining the whole world? Gaining power? Gaining stuff? No. The only remedy, my friends, our only hope, is drinking from the well. And that's what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about finding and receiving a touch from God. And in this time, and in this season of travail, folks, we all need that. And right now I'm working on a new sermon that's going to talk about these things. Sermon 162, How to Find Peace During This Season. My friends, be looking for that sermon. My website is watchmanscry.com, and you can go there and subscribe to the new sermons, messages, and I'll notify you when a new message comes out. My friend, We cannot separate the spiritual from the natural right now. It's impossible. I talk about preparation a lot. I talk about spiritual preparation, practical preparation. And right now, so far, I've been talking about spiritual preparation. That's the foundation of our endurance, my friends. Mom and Dad, that's the foundation of your peace, of your victory. Without the peace of God, for the most part, a Christian's not going to look much different than a person in the world. We'll look the same without the peace of God, my friends. After the break, I'm going to be talking about some events that are coming, some news about the dollar. The dollar's about to crash, folks, and it's time to get ready for it. We'll see you in a few minutes. Don't go away.
We're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that, and with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact, and that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Coming to you live April 26, 2011, the year of our Lord. And before the break, I was sharing about the need to come to the trough of God, to the well of God, to feed at His pasture. He has laid and prepared a table before us. Some of you may not go to church. Some of you may consider yourselves the remnant that is in the wilderness. In the church without walls, it's just you and God out in the wilderness. You don't go to any regular fellowship. So you're in the wilderness, my friends, but, you know, there's a promise in the scriptures. God can prepare a table for us. He's the table in the wilderness, my friends, and He's there for you. I want to offer you that encouragement. Don't give up, folks. I know that there's a lot of you that are feeling under stress right now, and that's really a burden that I have, a passion that I have. I don't want to see you overwhelmed with that sadness, folks. By the way, if any of you need prayer and you don't have anyone to pray for you, if you may be feeling depressed or oppressed, you can email me. Just go to watchmanscry.com and there's a contact link there and just ask for prayer and I would be happy to pray for you. I have a group of people that are out here with me and we'll lift you up. All right, folks? Also, I want to say real quick, those of you that have been getting blessed by these programs, been touched by God, by this ministry, I don't usually do this in the middle of a program, but I know that right now a lot of people have it tight. I know that the economy is not treating people well, so there's not a lot of disposable income with a lot of people. But even aside from that, my friends, this ministry's main goal is to minister to the people out there who have no hope. We challenge people to repent, and hundreds of people are repenting because of this ministry. I get emails every week from people that were away from God, and they heard these messages, and they're coming back to God. Those of you that are listening, you know who I'm talking about. They may even be you. So if God has been blessing you by these messages, my friends, folks, we appreciate your support. So take it to prayer and ask God about it. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website, and there's a link as well. All right, folks. Well, I have some news that I want to talk about here on April the 26th in AmeriCuba, Babylon. And by the way, that's right, folks, AmeriCuba, because right now the transition is occurring. The land of old glory is changing into the fields of the imprisoned and the home of the TV idols and the Facebook digital friends. As the curtains close for the post-World War II era of Pax Americana, there is another curtain that is rising right now, my friends. It's rising along the borders of the land of Uncle Sam, who, by the way, is feeling sickly lately, perhaps because he got too large a dose of iodine-101 or cesium-137. But nevertheless, folks, there is a new curtain rising, a curtain to restrain the zombie citizens of AmeriCuba and not allow them to leave. In times past in history, we have seen other oppressive regimes. They've had curtains as well to keep their citizens from leaving. And in the past, we saw the Soviets made their curtain out of iron. But unfortunately, the old U.S. of A. cannot afford to make their oppressive prison bars out of iron because, well, folks, they're broke. America's broke. But the curtain still exists nonetheless. But it's made by different materials. In some areas, the curtain is made out of ShamWow towels. You know that moisture-absorbing miracle towelette? That's what they're making the iron curtain out of. In other places, they're mismatched remnants of blankets and sheets acquired from the many closeouts of bankrupt retailers. And these meager fences of low thread count sheets, are they enough to contain the citizens? Of course they are. Because being a prisoner is easy here in America when you're provided three meals a day and TV to enjoy. American citizens are no longer the band of vigilant warriors of the past, folks. I'm sorry. I don't see it. Now, perhaps there's a few that can be found in the crowds, but for the most part, America is a ShamWow land of pretend. Our exports are even pretend. Did you know that, folks? And what are our exports to the world? Well, we have several things that we export now that the factories are all closed and the widgets are no longer made by hard-working blue-collar workers. Now, our exports are porno bunny harlots with implants or Hollywood harlots with Botox duck lips. And then, of course, let's not forget the Hollywood heroes that we export, the saviors of fiction, the pulp messiahs from comic books, Spider-Man, Superman, Green Hornet, X-Men, Hulk, Iron Man, and Batman. The list goes on, folks. But America now has her hope in a band of pretend men on the flat screen, wearing masks, wearing capes, and wearing spandex. People no longer depend on God. They don't even think about God to save us. So instead, they hope for the boy wonder and a misbehaving billionaire who frolics at night with gadgets to save Gotham and other village-opolises. There's no more faith in God's intervention or rescue. And that's why, by the way, there's a job center in Florida who handed out superhero capes to the unemployed ones in their area, Did you hear about that story, folks? I have a report right here from the Orlando Sentinel. Now get this, folks. Look how absurd the thinking of people are now. The title of the story says, "Can't find a job? Workforce Central Florida wants to give you a cape." It may be hard getting a job in today's labor market, but Workforce Central Florida is prepared to give you a cape, a shiny red cape. Yes, that's right, while supplies last. The region's federally funded jobs agency, by the way, think about that, folks, federally funded. That means you paid for this. Is spending more than $73,000 on a media campaign to raise awareness of its services. So, for those of you that have a job, we want you to know that we exist. So we're spending a bunch of money so that you can know we exist, so that when you get laid off, you'll know where to come. As part of the superhero theme, it created a cartoon character named Dr. Evil Unemployment and spent more than $14,000 on 6,000 shiny superhero capes. It plans to distribute the capes to jobless residents who participate in the agency's, now get this, folks, here's the name of their program. It's called the Capability Challenge. To win a cape, a contestant can become a Workforce Central Florida fan on Facebook, take the quiz that asks the question, "What superhero are you?" Or you can have your photo taken with a cutout of Dr. Evil Unemployment. Go down to the unemployment office, smile next to the cutout, and your picture gets thrown into the basket of hope. And if it's pulled out during the drawing, you get a cape, my friends. Now, won't that make you feel better, those of you that are unemployed? How absurd is this? Well, after this campaign was announced on April the 15th, 5 days went by, and there was a lot of outcry. A lot of angry citizens said, "What? Is this real?" So then on their website, I actually went to their website, folks, and this is what I found. It's Workforce Central Florida. If you feel like reading something humorous, Google Workforce Central Florida, and it says they have withdrawn their capability campaign. "We have listened to the public, and we are going to be withdrawing our admittedly out-of-the-box creative campaign later today. It was the farthest thing from our attention that people got offended, but our purpose was to introduce people to our services to the job seekers who need a job. Fortunately, we did achieve some success in the short week." So those of you that live in Florida, if you happen to get your superhero cape, do you feel better? Well, my friends, do you? Did it strike that tear in your eye and give you the peace and comfort that you've been looking for now that you're an unemployed superhero? How absurd is that, folks? And that's what I'm talking about. We are now in the land of pretend. People do not want to face reality. So instead, we'll just pretend like all the rest of them. The pulp fiction, comic book characters, superheroes. So what superhero is going to resist the radiation? What kind of cape do we need to resist that, folks? What kind of superhero cape do we need to prevent the dollar from melting in your pocket? The coins in your purse, the dollars in the bank. It's happening, folks. The dollar is now melting before our very eyes. The political masquerade party doesn't want to accept it. And even though they claim invincibility because they want to pretend, the man on the street might think he's invincible. The man on the street might say, if you ask him, "Excuse me, sir, is the dollar ever going to go away?" And they will answer, "No, how could it? This is America. We have the super dollar." People believe that the dollar's bulletproof. It's fireproof. It's inflation proof. And they're not worried because they think the dollar has its own superhero cape. They're not worried because they believe that, well, it's all I know. It's all I've ever known. The dollar's always going to be around, isn't it? Well, folks, here's the real truth. The dollar has a gash in it. It's bleeding right now, and it needs stitches. And ever since Mr. Bernanke announced quantitative easing 2 in November, how many of you have noticed that the dollar has continued to take a dive, to go downhill in its value? QE2, the Federal Reserve buying its own treasuries. How absurd is that? That's like a snake trying to get its own nutrition by eating its tail. Well, how much of its tail can it eat before it gets to the vital organs, to the parts that are important? And right now, we are seeing America eating its own tail. The dollar has been falling, and I started the program earlier talking about the characters that are involved in this prophecy, the Bible prophecy of the travail that's happening across the earth. One part of the prophecy is that a new world order is going to rise up out of the sea. In order for that to rise up, there are going to need to be very displeasurable people, people that are not very kind and nice, that are going to be planning for this to happen. And one of the big players that wants the New World Order right now is Mr. George Soros. Mr. George Soros, in my opinion, is a very, very bad man. He's a very evil man. He's a very self-serving man. He believes in death with dignity. He believes in euthanasia for humans, genocide. And now he believes that he wants America to go under. And a few weeks ago, on April the 8th through the 11th, Mr. George Soros had his own Bretton Woods Q conference. Now, for those of you that can remember history, the original Bretton Woods was a conference held right after the war, World War II, in 1944, where the world established the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. And the world agreed that it would trade in dollars. They all signed on the dotted line. They shook hands. And from 1944 until now, the dollar has had its time in the limelight. But folks, here's the hard truth. The days of the dollar are numbered. The dollar's heyday is behind us. The dollar's heyday was when you were younger, when you were growing up, when you were in school, when you had a job. But now, the dollar's behind us, folks, and Mr. George Soros is one of the evil puppet masters that's putting his cards on the table and convincing the world to dump the dollar and get rid of it. A few programs ago, I even played a portion of an interview where he said with his own lips that the future of the world is not the United States. He said the United States economy is going to be a boat anchor to the world. And he admitted that China is going to take over as the world's number one economy. He admitted it. And we're having a lot of whisperings that are being released, leaking out of secret meetings that have been taking place throughout the world over the past few months, that this is indeed what the world is doing. Other countries have decided this, folks. And when George Soros had his Bretton Woods II conference to discuss and plan for a new global currency, they actually met at the same location of the original Bretton Woods conference. He wanted it, folks. It's not going to be stopped. And it looks like his next move is to make this happen. And he's already starting to announce it. So, since the credit crisis began in 2008, the dollar has for the most part looked like it was down. Some of the world placed their bets on the dollar for the last several years, but that has only been temporary. It has been artificially propped up. But since the Federal Reserve announced quantitative easing part two, the dollar has steadily been dying and going down. That's why we have been observing gold climb so radically, and silver even more. Silver is going crazy, folks. It reached $49 a few days ago. It's retreated a little bit down to the 45s, I believe, as of the time of this program starting. I think it's 45 and some change. But it's hitting that psychological resistance right now of $50. And it's going to bump up against it a few times. But eventually, my friends, it's going to bust right through that door and it's going to take off. And here's why. Because there's no other place to put savings, to preserve wealth. Those of you that still have all of your money in the bank, your money's dwindling, my friends. If you think that you can leave your money in the bank for a year or two or three, the purchasing power of the money you place in the bank and leave in the bank is going to dwindle. The dollar already is dwindling right now. I believe it's down to 73 and some change, 73.80, I think. It went down to 72 on the dollar index during the crisis of 08. And then it went back up close to the 80s, and now it's back down to the 73 mark. There are some analysts that really believe that if it lowers below 73 and beyond 72, and it goes past where it was during the 08 crisis, then it's going to be a free fall. The mat's going to be pulled out, and it's going to happen, folks. So, my friends, be very, very vigilant right now. It's going to be very important to you for you to do some very, very wise thinking. You're going to need to make some wise choices. Some of you that have your money in IRAs and in retirement, you may be faced with the choice. Do I leave it in retirement or do I pay the penalty and pull it out? Because There is also some other whisperings and rumors that there are already some plans on the table to federalize and nationalize the $5 trillion of America's retirement funds. So if you have a retirement fund, it may be taken over, it may be stolen from you and nationalized, and then you'll be given a little passbook savings account with a receipt and a promise from Uncle Sam saying, don't worry, we'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Folks, I had a prophetic dream. I saw that happen. I've talked about it in the past. I believe that it's going to happen. It's happened in other countries. Argentina has done it twice. So right now, with the dollar's demise, when the globalists are talking about the death of the dollar, it's in play, folks. Soros is the poster boy for the dollar's demise, and he's releasing and leaking out the information. Now, in addition to Mr. Soros, there are other stories and reports and whisperings that are coming out that are talking about the end of the dollar's reign. It's not a prediction. It's happening right now, folks. Behind the scenes right now, China is already making deals with other nations. I mentioned it at the end of the program last week, the BRICS Club, B-R-I-C-S. And this new club is by members only. It consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They have decided they're going to start dealing with one another without the dollar. They're going to trade with credit from each other's countries. China wants the yuan to be the world's reserve currency. George Soros has hinted that the yuan is going to play a part in the world's reserve currency. A few programs ago, it's probably been a few months by now, I also talked about a report that was on the IMF's website, and you could go to my archives at watchmanscry.com and go to the audio page and then go to the Survive to Thrive links and you can hear that program. The IMF has a paper that they've published that talks about the global currency that's coming. It's on their website, folks. They're going to do it. It's in play. So China's making deals with other nations like Brazil to conduct their trade in the yuan, and it's starting to make noise with the Federal Reserve. So this is another thing that's going to be in the news. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, Mr. Bernanke is scheduled to give a speech to make an announcement, and he may announce whether or not he is going to continue quantitative easing. So tomorrow, be listening for that, folks. He may say that QE3 is going to happen, or he may say that we're not going to do any more quantitative easing, but there's a chance also that they may try to hide quantitative easing and call it something else. So I'm suspicious of them. But if they do not announce QE3, then he might do something else. He may announce that, well, since we don't want China dumping treasuries and we want them to invest in the treasuries, why don't we raise the interest rates so that the return on the treasuries looks more appealing to the world? So he may even announce an increase in interest rates. If he does that, folks, then that's going to hurt the real estate recovery. It's going to hurt the construction recovery. It's going to hurt the commercial real estate getting reset in the next 2, 3 to 4 years with their balloon loans, and they're going to need new loans. If the interest rate is higher, that's going to affect the economic recovery. So either way, whatever happens, folks, if QE3 is announced, expect silver to go through the roof. If it's not announced, I have a feeling that temporarily we may see the dollar recover just for a few weeks, maybe a month or two, because some people will say, well, the dollar's safe for now. Let's go ahead and invest in treasuries. But then when the country start realizing that that was a foolish move because America is broke, then they're going to start dumping the dollar. And China has made an announcement just in the last few days that they have too many U.S. treasuries in their savings. They're holding on to too many. They say that they have about $3 trillion in foreign reserves, and they have to dump $2 trillion worth of reserves. Here's the translation, folks. China is basically announcing they're going to dump the dollars. They're going to dump treasuries because they don't want it anymore. It's going to make for a very, very interesting mix of news events in the next few days. The dollar's very, very volatile. And here's the conclusion, my friends. The conclusion of this whole matter is the age of America is coming to an end. Those of you that have been watching and following this ministry for long enough, you've heard the prophetic announcements that the Holy Spirit has allowed me to share. If you go to my website, watchmanscry.com, I have a story there called America's Coming Super Depression. That was published over a year ago. Actually, it's been almost 2 years. The Super Depression's coming. Hyperinflation is coming. Food is going to get even more expensive than it is now. Tomatoes to put into your salad are $5 to $8, folks. Now, how insane is that now? We are at the very, very beginnings of an ugly story. So, my friends, again, it's going to be very, very hard to face these things. I talked about it in the first half. The travail, the anxiety is going to be very hard. So you need to be preparing spiritually and preparing emotionally, preparing with practical means. Continue doing the vigilant gathering of food. Keep gathering those big bags of rice and beans and whatever you have on your to-do list. Folks, now is not the time to stop. I know that spring fever is here and there's a tendency to just want to go on vacation and forget about the preparation. Folks, stay wise, stay vigilant. We're coming to the end of our program. My new sermon's going to be coming out, so go to watchmanscry.com, subscribe to the notifications. If you have any prayer requests, email them to us, folks, and we'll pray for you. My friends, stay vigilant, stay wise, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.